Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone's having an absolutely amazing day today. A lot of stuff going on as always, and please keep everybody in the Midwest, Southwest in your prayers right now. As you guys know, in Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma, they're having some pretty significant flooding and storm going on over there. I got a few emails from some people I know in Texas. They're sending me photos. I mean, we're talking cars, you know, up to their windows, trucks up to their door handles, and flooding just in parking lots again. And what's interesting about this, just kind of add on to it real quick, is there's so much stuff that started to occur in the last week. If anybody has noticed this, you know, it's interesting how we saw pervert Biden, who's now, you know, came out with his presidential bid saying that Antifa is a really good group. You know, he basically praised them and said they're being courageous for what they're doing. Then go on to saying that Obama had no scandals at all. That got a lot of attention last week, including people bringing up Benghazi, Fast and the Furious, IRS abuse, targeting conservatives, phone record scandals, you name it. And so all of a sudden, all this stuff in the media had to go away. So, of course, what's happened now in the Midwest, we have this massive storm park over there and flood out multiple states. Then we have people that are calling for an uprising now because of Assange, because there's no justice with this. So there had to be something else done. Now we see that Iran is allegedly pulling out of the nuclear deal. They've now said they'll stop exporting enriched uranium and that they will resume higher uranium enrichment in the next 60 days unless the signatories make good on the promise of shielding its oil and banking sectors from the massive amount of sanctions that the United States has put on them now for well over a decade. And it appears that North Korea has started to launch more ballistic missiles again. So it's interesting to me how you kind of watch this, these scenarios play out when the mainstream media even starts to catch certain things and the narrative doesn't quite follow what they want it to. All these other things start popping up all of a sudden, and it just goes to show you that North Korea, most of what we have done over there was started by us, by the way, as far as our massive sanctions we put on that country. Iran's been the same thing. Now, I'm not saying that I agree with North Korea or Iran's philosophy or their leadership or a lot of the stuff they believe, but what I'm saying is when you continually push a dog into a corner and beat it in the face with brass knuckles, eventually it's going to bite back. And this is exactly what the globalist bankers have tried to do with these countries, is force them into a position through war sanctions, blocking their oil, blocking their banks, blocking their money, blocking their shipments, blocking their funds, and continually doing so to push them to the brink of utter ruin till these countries have to start doing something. And the only plausible scenario of that is start working on military-grade weaponry, including enriched uranium. So I was looking at stuff this morning. I thought I'd kind of start off with that to realize, watch what is all going on right now. When you start seeing things come up and then you start seeing everything else obfuscate the truth, always try to look through all the smoke to realize what is really going on behind the scenes, Dad.
You know, Austin, that's a really good. I was looking at the same thing today with the news, and I was looking at the smoke and mirrors and all of the nonsense and the fodder they feed us to make sure that we stay occupied with all of these current events in the news. Because remember, 95% of the news is owned by the Rothschild banking cartel. They control the AP wire and also Reuters. And when they say it's news. When it's not, it's not. So when these independent stations sometimes start coming up with things like talking about Joe Biden or talking about what's going on with Assange, they've got to put a stop to it, because what happens is it starts to gain momentum. And once it starts gaining momentum, especially via the internet, it starts basically getting geometric and then exponential as far as its basically its readership. And that they can't have, because they have to control the narrative. It's like Laura Loomer was being interviewed yesterday, and she's like devastated that they banned her on social media. She's a Jewish conservative who basically has gone out and just started calling out her own Jewish people and her own in the Democratic Party, which is, you know, primary Jewish leadership, and said, "Hey, look, you know, we're not going to do this anymore. This is crazy." And of course, she has to be silenced. She broke down, was crying on an interview yesterday. See, this is what they do. They don't want people to come in and have an extra voice. They don't want people like the Ted and Austin Brower Show or the Hagman or Sheila or Hodges or Steve Quayle coming in and saying, hey, wait a minute, guys, maybe we need to stop and think for a second. Because what they do, it's all based on algorithms, which are basically data points, you know, on a giant graph. And what happens is the more people who are viewing a certain, topic, remember Google and the giant NSA computers out there in Utah, they monitor all internet traffic. They monitor every keystroke you do on your computer. Folks, you listen to me? Every keystroke, every site you go to is monitored. They know where you've been. They know what you do. I mean, so they know everything. So what happens is when they start seeing everybody putting in Assange or everybody putting in Biden the pervert, all of a sudden they go, wait a minute, the narrative's being changed. Here's our graph, and the computer kicks out, these are the topics that are trending. They even admit to it. These are the trending stories, trending topics right now, and they want to control the trend. They want to control, that's why the Trends Journal, by one of our guests that we have on a regular basis, basically the Trends Journal talks about the current trends. You know, that's why you have the term trendy. You're being trendy. You know, you have your collar pushed up or your shorts, your sleeves pushed up, or you're wearing skinny jeans, whatever the trend is. They control the trend by controlling the narrative and controlling the distribution of information. So, Austin, you're absolutely right, very well put, very articulate, that we have a major problem right now in the United States because of the internet. This thing, this new Gutenberg press, has become a double-edged sword for these creatures, these demonically controlled entities, these weirdo nightmare people that are basically demon possessed. You say, well, you can't believe you're saying these people are demon possessed. I don't believe any of that. Okay, well, don't believe it. I'm okay with that. If you think Hillary Clinton's operating on her own accord, you go ahead and just believe what you want to believe, or Obama and his tranny wife. I mean, these people are a bunch of sickos. And they're not operating by normal, natural, physical, spiritual, laws. They got the perversion stuff going on. And same thing with all these high-end people that basically go – the things that go thump and bump in the night with all these weird rituals that take place. And I talked about it yesterday on yesterday's show about how we're being controlled by ancient Canaanite religions. And it has been like that since Genesis chapter 6. And if you missed yesterday's show, you don't want to miss that show. You need to listen to it. And I take you through the entire timeline from Genesis 6 all the way to today and the secret societies and the wizards that run the planet. I've gotten so much feedback from yesterday's show. Thank you so much, guys. But, guys, it's so important that we all understand who and what we're fighting and what we're involved in. And Austin's absolutely right. Biden started getting too much pushback. The gay Kenyan and his transgender wife, according to Joan Rivers, who really never cared for her, but I never heard Joan Rivers tell a lie. Now, I didn't agree with all of her opinions, but I never heard her blatantly say something like Obama's gay. We already know that. Calm down. And everybody knows that Michelle's a tranny. You say, well, did she really say that? Yeah, she really said that. You know what? Then they say, oh, she was kidding. No, Joan Rivers didn't kid about stuff like that. She wouldn't have outed Obama and outed Michelle kidding. She was too respectful of the homosexual community. She had just left officiating a gay wedding. That's what she was talking about in that interview.
Yep.
So, I mean, this lady did not. The one thing I'll say about the queers, okay, I'll say this about them. They're a very tight-knit community. I right now know of a TV host, Christian TV host, supposedly Christian, who's gay. And one of his primary guests that he has on all the time is also another gay guy. And they're basically, they're buddies. And you say, well, God, that's sick. I didn't say it wasn't sick. I'm just saying they stick together. They're very, very, very supportive of each other, and that's why when they have a gay pride march, they have these huge amounts of people just show up to support one another because, now all of a sudden all the gays are getting all the attention, and they like that affirmation. They like the positive stuff of people standing there and watching them, and they like to shock people and, do sex acts on the street and all the sick stuff that they're involved in. I mean, this is the stuff that these perverts are involved in, these sodomites. But the sodomites stick together. It's kind of like when example from the Bible, let's go back to the Sodom and Gomorrah, and when the angels came in, and all the homos in the city, all the men in the city, came to Lot and said, "We want to have sex with these men." And like they all were, they were all a bunch of, they were going to go sodomize these guys and probably sodomize them to death. They didn't know they were angels. I mean, it's this weird thing that this sin seeks itself out. And these perverts seek themselves out and they stick together. But I will compliment them in this strange way and bizarre way of them being very loyal one to another. And they don't just out each other. They don't do that. They're very, very careful about telling people that somebody else is gay. And that's why they always say, that's why when What's-Her-Face with Clay Aiken, Barbara Walters, came out and said, well, when are you going to come out and tell everybody you're gay? And Clay Aiken's like, what are you talking about? And she goes, when are you going to come out of the closet, basically? And he finally admitted later, you know, after the interview, that he was gay. And, of course, it ruined his singing career. You think, wow, did he really do it? And I know another guy. I'm going to stop this gay stuff. I don't like talking about it anyhow. It's disgusting. By the way, the American Thinker came out with a really good article, and it says, after the baby boomers are gone, the bloodshed begins. I've got this posted on the website. It says, the baby boomer age is drawing to its close. In other words, we're all retiring, and a lot of us are dying. A lot of us are baby boomers, defined, Ted. For you, like young people, people born immediately after World War II, from 1945 to 1960, 50-year age gap, largest population growth in the history of the United States, post-war, after World War II, all the troops came home, decided to have babies, and I'm a product of that. I was born in 1955. And so the baby boomers are basically retiring now. A lot of them have already died. Way too many of them have senile dementia, health problems, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, prostate issues. The list just goes on and on and on because they didn't take care of themselves and they believed the mainstream propaganda. And they were the first, I am, the first generation to be raised entirely on processed food, which is almost devoid of nutrients. This article goes on to say, the baby boomer age is drawing to its close. One speaks of this group, it tends to focus mainly on white boomers. Okay, which is true because that's the primary one. Those are basically of European background. If for no other reason, they've been the largest demographic group. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Right now, the whites are still the largest demographic group because of the baby boomers. When that age does end, then it will see an ever-dwindling European demographic majority in many Western nations. Canada and the USA are almost certainly at the first, soon followed by the variety of European nations. In other words, the whites are self-extinguishing. We've stopped having babies. Guys, if you're a baby-bearing age and you can have children, have at least four children. I'm just telling you guys because white people aren't reproducing. They're usually having one or two children, which is below the reproduction limit, and the population continues to decline. That significant point of majority will be fading as the numbers will precipitously drop below 50%. The question looming then is, what is next? Will it be the glorious, brave new world of harmonious multiculturalism or the easy vulcanization that trends ever more to be tribalism and violence? Based on existing evidence and studies, it would be the tribalism and violence. A major demographic shift is impacting Western nations, some more than others. In the case of historical examples, we can point to places such as South Africa, Brazil, Rwanda, and Yugoslavia, debacles of the 90s, as a counterpoint to the belief in multicultural paradises. As far as studies that support the same concern, one can simply refer to Robert Putnam's article. Now, listen to this. Later, a book, Bowling Alone, because, you know, white people like to go bowling. So the whites are all going away. Bowling's coming to an end. So he calls his book Bowling Alone, which denotes that the more a nation's, listen to this term, ethno-cultural homogeneity dissipates, the more its social capital and cohesion erode. Now, let me explain what that means, which denotes the more a nation's ethno-cultural, where was the ethnicity, what culture developed this country? That would be European. It used to be called the European work ethic. We are based from a European work ethic culture in the United States, or we were. Most baby boomers are. Most whites are. Not to say that you don't have blacks that are also hardworking people too. I'm not saying that, or Hispanics. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying that right now in the United States, our ethno-cultural homogeneity, the white people from Europe, dissipates as it goes away. The more its social capital, which is the ability of the people to work and complete, stay together, and cohesion erode. In other words, the country starts to fall apart because what made the country the United States of America is gone. So we no longer have the ability to maintain cohesion because the ethno-cultural homogeneity has dissipated. In other words, we've had a loss of the founding fathers of the United States, and we have other groups of people who are not involved in the founding or the building of this country come in and take it over, so we lose the identity, the nationalism. This is all part of the Frankfurt School. This is all part of MK Ultra. I've talked about this in depth. This is being done to the United States on purpose. Then he goes on to say, a liberal academic and former member of the Carter administration, Putnam, was resented about revealing his findings because he didn't want to reveal his findings because he's a Democrat, as they did not align with what he'd hoped for. After waiting an entire decade, he finally did publish his findings, compounded and made more egregious by the additional years of data, just that more fully affirmed what he had dreaded in the first place. More recently, a working paper called The Nature of Conflict, written by Ababi and Haras Ingalor, names that hardly ring out as a WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant origin, further entrenches much of what Putnam asserted. Okay? It basically says they're making similar claims that the country is basically falling apart because this ethnocentricity has fallen apart and the homogeneous nature of the country has fallen apart. What does that mean? Here's what this means. I'm going to get really, really, okay, this is going to go super sideways as far as politically correct, all right? Every African country, with the exception of what South Africa used to be, and it is already now, but it is a hellhole, all of them. Every African country is a hellhole, all of them. Pretty much every South American country in the rural areas, and almost every, and most of them in the city areas, are hellholes. I mean, they live on dirt floors with dogs roaming the streets with feces everywhere. I've been there, seen it, know it. That's the ethno-culturalism, ethnicity of those areas. Africa, South America, same thing. China is just a mess with the communism and what they believe over there. And they live in very, very rural, poor areas also. Philippines, same thing. You know, grass huts, no windows in many of the very rural areas. That's what we have going on. There's no, the culture never developed. In Africa, you still have the tribal mentality in many areas in which this tribe hates that tribe. I was in Kenya years ago, and we had a safari guide is what he was. And we asked him where he was from. He goes, oh, me, what tribe am I? And he tells me what tribe he is because of the tribal mentality. This is the problem that we're running to in the United States. It's not that multiculturalism had to be this way, but the assimilation rates are too high. And allowing these people to come into the United States and become citizens and collect our welfare checks on a country that's already fully established, not something they're trying to build from the 1700s up, just come take stuff away from the country and not requiring them to speak English. I hate it when I call up somebody, press 1 for English, 2 for Spanish, or whatever. I can't stand that. This is the United States of America. Now, if I'm calling Brazil and they're speaking in Portuguese, I should either have someone who knows how to speak Portuguese interpreting for me, but it shouldn't have a push 1 for English because they speak Portuguese down there. This is the problem that we've run into because we've lost our ethnicity, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And Austin and I have discussed this in detail many, many times on the show about what's going to happen when my age group goes away. A lot of us were raised by alpha males, okay, who raised our children to love God, serve Him, shoot guns, be men, take care of our wives and children, and protect our families. Okay. The problem is now, this current generation is so steeped in political correctness that the fathers are no longer doing this. And I don't understand it. I really don't. You know, if you look at what Harrison posts online, my youngest son, he posts these pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment articles all the time on his Facebook, which I'm surprised they haven't banned him yet. And Austin and I, you know what, how we talk on the show. But, you know, Brad Parton, a good friend of mine, wrote a thing yesterday to me and said, where have all the real men gone? I sent it to my list, and you guys probably have already read it. And it talks about, you know, how he went to the grocery store the other day, and all these guys are basically running around, and women are running around. They're handicap carts, but now the really obese people get in them and ride around in them. And these guys are 50, 60 years old. They're, you know, younger than me. Some of them are older than me. And they basically are being bossed around by their wives and everything else. Now you say, well, Ted, your son are really, really sexist right now. No, I'm not. Listen to me. You know, I believe that a relationship has to be 100%, 100% each direction. But when a guy gets really, really overweight and his body fat starts producing even more and more larger amounts of estrogens, in many cases he gets very, very docile as he gets older. And, you know, and that's not God's best. You know, the Bible's very clear about the relationship between man and woman, how a man should love his wife, you know, to be his first love, you know, other than Christ. And we should treat her accordingly. And the women should love their husbands the same way. And we should all have, you know, that type of relationship. But guys, what we've ended up with is a bunch of beta males running around, raising a bunch of beta male boys with a bunch of women who are raising boys by themselves, with a bunch of schools and colleges and universities now basically restricting free speech when it comes to talking about what I'm talking about right now. And we're getting rid of our nationalism that we have in the United States, where we used to be. Russia right now is unbelievably coming under criticism for something I think it should be doing. It's something that the Boy Scouts of America used to do here for the United States. This is an article from Daily Mail. It says that little troopers, Russian children as young as four, are taught marching in military uniforms as Putin's youth army tops 500,000. Russian children are dressed in military uniforms and taught to march. Boys and girls as young as four paraded with M16 rifle models in the cities. And this is the youth army, aims to teach the young people about World War II and patriotism. This comes as numbers have swelled for over 500,000. Now, what this is teaching these young children that nationalism is good, patriotism is good, that the country of their ethnicity needs to be supported, and that people need to realize that, you know, we as Americans need to be raising other patriotic Americans. You think, well, Ted, that sounds an awful lot, a lot like the Hitler Youth League. Yeah, it is. It is. And I'm not promoting Hitler, but what Hitler did by promoting nationalism is the reason, if you remember, that the people got together from the Frankfurt School, came to Columbia University in 1933, and wanted to discover how to destroy nationalism and how to destroy the fabric of society. Yeah, these guys have plotted all of this stuff out. And so they're not, Putin's not allowing them to do that to the Russians. We've lost our sense and our identity of who we and what we are as an American citizen. And we've come together under a multiculturalism basis, bringing all these different religions, all these different beliefs, all these different sects, all these different languages together, and we've lost the homogeneity. We're no longer homogenous as a group. We've become this ethnically diverse group of individuals in the United States that have become culturally weak, nationally weak, and we believe everything that the media tells us, who is doing this to destroy the United States of America as they use them to fight their wars. It's a real mess, guys, and we have to teach our children how to be little Christians and little Americans. What do you think, Austin?
That's really well said, and I mean, that's why I talk so much about not allowing your children to be wrapped up on their phones and their TVs and their computers all the time, because that is one of the main culprits that we see nowadays, is that parents have dropped, they've made the ability to parent their actual children, to be parents. They've neglected those duties, and they've essentially become derelict parents. And I mean, and if you're one of those parents and you allow your children to be raised on electronics, you really need to reevaluate that. I mean, if you're listening to this show, you really need to look at what it has done to society over the last 10 to 15 years, and it's only going to get worse. I mean, we see so many people now that are even they're coming out now and just saying, listen, this is not accurate. Even from MRI scans to research studies, it's not healthy. And so not only is it not healthy for the brain, but it exempts the parents from having any type of accountability, and it doesn't give their children the example of what a good Christian family or a father or a mother is supposed to be doing in the family, because all they really see in reality is the communist agenda in the public school system now that's shoved down their throats, the political correctness that has just pushed at every single corner now. And so the amount of time that they actually get exposed to their family, even if they are a good, you know, Christian family, is minimal at best. Minimal at best. So it's just something that we all have to look at. Also, too, in other news, I thought this was interesting. Now, Texas has now proposed a bill to ban food stamps recipients from buying energy drinks, soda, and candy. Now, what's interesting about this, I've heard a lot of people put up different arguments, because there was a while back, I think it was in Walmart, actually, which I tried to stay out of Walmart. This is about a year and a half, 2 years ago. There was a lady came in, and she bought all these different just junk foods. I mean, just different stuff. Donuts, Twinkies. I mean, just garbage food up there. And then she used her EBT card on it. So I'm like, eh, whatever. Well, then after she uses her EBT card on it, she goes and pulls out $40 out of her back pocket and buys a carton of Marlboro Reds, however much they were at the time. And I found that so interesting, because I thought to myself, and I said, she's spending the minimal amount of money she can on the worst food possible, but yet she still has cash available to feed her nicotine habit. Now, what's interesting is I got a lot of backlash from a few people on that comment. They said, well, you know, she may not know any better, and it's not the responsibility of the government to dictate what she can and can't eat and what she can and can't use. And here's my statement on this. It's quite the contrary. If you reach a point where you say, listen, I am no longer able to do what I need to do, I need help, I need money, I need food, I need support, and the American taxpayer, i.e. me and most of our listeners, is going to subsidize your lifestyle and give you food, I darn well want to know exactly what you're buying with that food, especially when the fact that we know that soda is the number one purchased product with EBT cards in the United States and has been for the last 3 years in a row now. We also know that obesity and cavities equate to billions of dollars in medical costs every single year, and a good portion of those are contributed directly from soda. That's a fact. We've talked about it many, many times now with the research, all the way from the phosphoric acid to the high fructose corn syrup on your liver. So when you're seeing now what they're talking about now here is not allowing EBTs to work on, you know, essentially the candy bars, all types of different soda and energy drinks, I'm completely for it. And people go, and a lot of people go, well, the government doesn't have a right to tell you what you can and can't buy. Listen, you give up that right when you ask the government to buy you food and babysit you and give you diapers and feed you a bottle. If you need that, I'm not knocking it at all, because there's certain people that you reach a point in life, or if you had something happen or a catastrophe, you need support, and that is exactly what that system is there for. But we have seen time and time again the hundreds of billions of dollars wasted in that program every single year, not because people actually need it, but simply because people don't want to work, and has consistently increased the social welfare program. That is why we have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of illegals in this country now that are on EBTs and food subsidies and government subsidies all the time. We see it now all the time. So you have to start asking yourself a question. If we're going to give them money to buy food, and you're going to pay with it with your taxpayer money, I believe you should have the right to say, I don't want them drinking soda and increasing the Medicare cost on the population. I don't want them drinking more energy drinks. They're using this as a staple to buy the basic necessities of food so they can survive until they get back on their feet. That is exactly what it was used for. It's essentially a digital bread line, bread and soup line. That's what it's designed to do. Give you food to function so you can get back on your feet and go further. But now we have this ideology where the EBT cards are a right, and you have the right to buy whatever you want with them because it's your right to be on EBTs. And now we're seeing the health of this country go through the floor. We're seeing the sugar industry, which primarily promotes a lot of this, the high fructose corn syrup and everything else, go richer and richer and richer off the massive amount of food subsidies that the federal government dumps in. As I told you guys last week, Walmart and Amazon now are jumping in on the federal SNAP EBT program. They are now going to allow individuals to use their EBT cards to have food delivered to their homes. So you don't even have to go through the horrific treatment of walking out of your home to go buy food. You can simply buy it online, allow the fees to be charged as well, the delivery fees to be charged on your EBT card, and have your soda and Twinkies and ding-dongs and cupcakes delivered right to your home. If you think we have seen an obesity or a health epidemic in this country, just wait till you start having 47 million people have the ability to have junk food delivered to their door at will. bill via the taxpayer funds. So we'll see what happens with this in Texas. I doubt it's going to go anywhere, but I've been surprised in Texas numerous times they have passed stuff that has been very, very, very constitutional. So we'll see what happens here, Deb.
You know, Austin, it's not the fact that you don't have a right to do what you want with your money, because you do. I'm not going to even argue about that. I mean, you know, Patriots are right. If they want to do this with their money or that with their money, it's okay.
But it's not their money. That's the concept. It's not their money.
I agree, but that let me finish. But it's not their money. You know, they were given this money. Now, let me explain something to you guys. The reason they allow you, if you're using these EBT cards and if you're tuning in for the first time, to buy junk food is it feeds the medical industrial complex, which they also own. Now, let me explain to you what I mean by that. They know that high fructose corn syrup is going to massively increase the risk of fatty liver disease and diabetes, especially adult onset diabetes. They know that. It's also going to increase the risks of high blood pressure, depression, all kinds of stuff, cancer, all of it. And so they know it's going to do all of that. So if they can feed you pig slop, which is what this is, let's be real, it's pig slop. If they can feed you pig slop to make you sick and to get you fat and hogs, like hogs, and fatten you up, they're good with it. They want to do it. That's why they won't stop it. It's like telling people to stop the immigration across the border. They don't want to stop that either. When you remember that the 95% of the stock market is owned by just a group of corporations and investment houses that are all interlocking, that are all with a big Rothschild name on them by the international bankers, you realize that these guys run the food supply. That I think a dozen corporations run 95% of the food supply. These dozen corporations are all owned primarily through the international banking and investment houses. I mean, this is what they want to do. You know, the cancer industry is huge in the United States. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. I mean, it's huge, 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 huge. They know how to cure cancer. They know how to do that. They have clean vaccines. They've got vaccines without all the adjuvants added to them, without all the mercury and all the chemicals and all the junk. They have clean vaccines they can give us that will probably stop measles and mumps and rubella and everything else. And that they have that. But you're not going to get it, because the vaccines are being used as a population control device and also something to make you sicker to feed the military, industrial, petrochemical, news, banking complex. I talked about this yesterday on yesterday's show and on Monday's show. And this is what's going on. These groups of individuals who pretty much rule the planet, there's several thousand of them that actually are involved in this. This is what they want, because they don't see you as a human being. So if they can get you to drink sodas, and boy, if they can get you to drink diet sodas, which are, oh my gosh, just give you brain tumors and brain cancers and seizures and headaches and cause all kinds of health problems. Same thing with the immigrants coming into the country, Austin. When they come into the country and they get the EBT cards, they don't tell them they can't buy junk food, so they start buying junk food. So, I mean, the other day I had to go with a friend of mine to a celebration to the hospital, to the emergency room. And we were waiting in the hospital, in the emergency room, and it was like 95% Hispanic in the emergency room. Now, why is that? Why is it 95% Hispanic in the emergency rooms? In almost every hospital around the United States that have high Hispanic populations. Because the majority of these folks are illegals, and the emergency room cannot refuse you treatment. Why is that? I mean, even if you don't have the money to pay, they can't refuse you treatment. They're not supposed to, because if you have a problem and you're in an emergency room situation and you die, all right, the hospital's going to be liable if they didn't treat you. They've got to negotiate with you the price or get a credit card from you or have one of their counselors come in and see how you're going to pay for it, and that's how they do it. And so that's why you see the Hispanics packed into the emergency rooms, because they don't want to carry the health insurance. They don't want to go to a local doctor. There's a required payment up front. And so, it's crippling the medical industrial complex. And remember, then the people that do have insurance and the people that are really – who are self-pay, who don't have insurance but can pay, their bills go through the roof. Why? Because they've got to pay for the bills for all these other people who don't have any insurance and don't have any money. And so it all feeds this giant machine. That's why the cancer research is suppressed that cures cancer. That's why they know that cholesterol is not linked to heart disease. It's inflammation. That's why they know eggs don't cause heart disease. Eggs are actually good for you and help reduce the risk of senile dementia and Alzheimer's disease. I'm talking about real organic eggs, not the powder junk. They know all this stuff. I mean, they read the same research that we do. Yesterday, we had one of our listeners. I had mentioned that I had sent out 400 articles and basically research studies on autism and research that had been done as far as the problems associated with vaccines to one of our friend's sons, who was a pastor's, who had a son who's basically got a son who's, well, quite frankly, he's not very bright, and he basically Never mind. I'm not going to get into that. But what I sent out, so somebody else said, well, can you send us these, the same research? So they sent me an email yesterday. And I said, yeah. And now that list of 400 has grown to 600. So I sent 600 articles out and research studies that were done opposing vaccines. 600. But it doesn't make any difference. The government already knows that. Austin, the Food and Drug Administration just reapproved, the EPA just reapproved, not the Food and Drug Administration, the EPA reapproved the use of glyphosate. Though it's been proven repeatedly now to be a carcinogen. They don't care because it's the revolving door of the EPA. How many of these guys are going to leave the EPA who approved this and go to work for Monsanto? This is a cash cow. They know they're poisoning the population. They know they're killing honeybees. They know they're doing all of this stuff, and they don't care. Again, that's the mindset of these druids, these Satan worshipers. They don't see what we live in as a reality. They don't see this as being real. They see this as an energy field. They see this as something that they're basically manipulating and controlling so they can get more out of the next energy field they go to when they die, when they get basically are able to be at one with these demonic entities. I mean, these people are messed up in the head. And, you know, we as Christians, we see this as not our being our home, that we're kind of just passing through, and that we're going to have our heaven to be our place to be with heaven with God. But they don't see the place to be with heaven with God. They don't believe in God. They believe in Lucifer, and that's who they want to hang out with. So they don't care. Remember, the Bible tells us that Satan comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. So if they can come rob, kill, steal, and destroy, and kill everything, destroy everything you know or love, they think it's a good thing. And so that's the mindset. And so if you got to get through the mindset of who they are. By the way, I'm going to run through some stories real quick. The U.S. is deploying an aircraft carrier and bombers to the Middle East and a message to Iran. I mean, this is crazy. The U.S. is deploying a carrier strike group and a bomber task force to the Middle East amid mounting animosity towards Iran because they have a central bank that's not Rothschild-controlled. Oops, did I say that? I did say that. Same as Korea. Same as Syria. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, the unbelievable Zionist war hawk who wants to bomb everybody into oblivion, once called for the bombing of the country to stop the development of Iran's nuclear program. He currently denies that the U.S. is seeking war with Iran. Of course, he continues to lie about everything, but says the U.S. is fully prepared to respond in any attack with unrelenting force, which, of course, he would do immediately if it wasn't for Russia supporting Iran. Critics are concerned over the possibility of a staged false flag attempt against the U.S. warship. Yep, just like we had with the doggone South with Vietnam. Do you remember what happened with Vietnam? What happened with all that? Bay of Tonka, remember? Never, ever happened. Used as justification to put us into the Vietnamese War. Also, illegal immigration allegedly paid $130 each to rent a child as they took children across the border. They had rent-a-child. Yeah, I guess rent a car is a rent-a-child. Lukeville, Arizona, Mayor Molina, migrant from Guatemala, is accused of renting an 8-year-old boy and purchasing a fraudulent birth certificate for him, all in an attempt to pass him off as his son to enter the U.S. Border Patrol in February. Federal grand jury indicted Velasquez in Arizona for human smuggling. Immigration enforcement officials are adopting a number of new policies that help fight the flux of similar families and fake families into the United States. By the way, another 140,000 illegals were introduced in the last few weeks into the United States through the Donald Trump administration. Study also indicates now that diet sodas are being linked to strokes, coronary artery disease, and death. Of course, they know that. A study of more than 80,000 radically and racially diverse women ages 50 to 59 linked drinking two or more diet drinks a day with increased risk for certain kinds of stroke, heart disease, and death. Artificially sweetened beverages are incredibly toxic and should never be used by anyone. United Nations, humans could cause extinction of 1 million species, but globalism can fix it. Lies, lies, and more lies. They don't care how many people they kill. They don't care how many animals they kill. They don't care. Their whole goal is to turn our country into the same hellhole that these people came from. That's how they feel they want to be, or to turn it into some absolutely utopian nightmare that Lucifer would like to hang out in. Another article, pro-life mother and daughters are accosted by lawmaker and berated for publicly praying outside Planned Parenthood. So they're praying outside Planned Parenthood, and they're accosted. Pennsylvania Representative Brian Sims, a socialist Democrat communist, filmed himself yelling at a woman and her daughters praying outside Planned Parenthood. In the video, he offered $100 to anyone who would step forward and identify the family, which was clearly a threat to create trouble for them in the future. Sims, who thought the fact that the mother and daughters were Caucasians was evidence of ill intent because they were white people. Okay. Responded to criticism on Twitter by saying, "Bring it, Bible bullies, you bigots, sexists, and misogynists, and I see right through your fake morals and your broken values." It is clear from Sims' actions and words that he is the real bully, misogynist, sexist, and racist. He yells, "Shame, shame at the woman," but the real shame is his. It'll be interesting to see if Sims is reelected to the Pennsylvania legislature after this public display of just absolutely just bigotry towards these individuals who are simply trying to pray. You know what I find interesting is people that are really hardcore heathens. I mean hardcore. I mean people that hate Christians. I mean people that basically want to go out, I should be real nice about this, have sex with whoever they want to have sex with, be pansexual. Means have sex with whatever and anything, including animals they want to have sex with, and or want us to accept every perverted, twisted ideology they have. When we try to be Christians and we try to walk in love and we try to basically pray for people and we try to be nice, they think we're being fakes. They don't realize that we're really trying to do that. They think, what's wrong with them? They can't be this nice. I'm angry because they're nice. Sometimes people get really, really mad because you're a Christian. They get really, really angry because you're a Christian. And the sad part about it is a lot of these same people, you know, they have these lives that are so sad and so wretched that they hate their own lives. I mean, I've seen it over and over with people like this who hate themselves, hate their lives. And because you're happy or you're trying to be happy, they want to make you as miserable as they are. Which I think this guy's probably one of those individuals. And it's really, really sad to me that people get like that and they act like that. Now, one other thing. I've got one other article I want to cover with you today, but I want Austin to go ahead and jump in here. Austin, what do you think about these articles, and what do you think about people who want to absolutely berate Christians for being nice?
Well, the irony of it is how it's so contradictive. I've thought this so many times now as we're seeing such a war on Christianity where you can pretty much do anything you want, say anything you want about Christians, belittle them, you know, I mean, completely blaspheme Jesus. And it's essentially okay now. Mainstream media endorses it. Most sitcoms think it's funny. I mean, they promote it. And but you can't talk about anybody else. Heaven forbid you talk about Jewish people or you talk about Islamic people. That's all hate speech now, which is ironic because we've now even seen states implement laws that say you can't say anything negative or anything even controversial about Jews or Muslims or else considered hate speech. But of course, in those bills, Christianity is always left out. Just thought I would add that in there. Also, to another news, another reason why not to get your kids anything from Amazon that listens to them, a new device, it's been used for a couple of years now, I say new, is the Echo Dot Kids. A coalition of 19 consumers and privacy groups are filing a complaint today now, alleging that Amazon's Echo Dot Kids Edition is illegally collecting voice recordings and other identifying information on users under the age of 13, and the system's parental controls are completely flawed. The Echo Dot Kids Edition is a colorful, youth-oriented version of Amazon's smart speaker that allows users to ask questions, play music, control thermostats with voice commands. They're saying that it violates the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, known as COPPA. The 1998 law sharply limits what data companies can collect without permission from parents. They issued a 98-page complaint in another list of complaints against Amazon now. They're saying now that the permissions are not specific whatsoever. They're also saying that it's recording their voices and the parents cannot delete them. They're also saying that Amazon's collecting a wide range of information from the children, including names, birth dates, home addresses, phone numbers, without parents knowing or being able to delete them. They also said the complaint is that the Echo Dot Kids Edition also allows outside developers whose skills on the service resemble the apps familiar to use of mobile devices to collect data in a way that lacks transparency. So what they're saying here is essentially it's doing the same thing Alexa does, except they're taking it a step further and they're doing it with children under the age of 13, which I can't even begin to tell you how dangerous this information is, especially what we're seeing with the massive amount of pedophilia, the massive amount of child abductions, the massive amount of sex trafficking, and now you're having information of little children, I mean sometimes 3, 4, 5 years old, using these, having their names, their favorite toys, their favorite colors, everything they love. All this information is being recorded and, of course, data logged through Amazon. And supposedly, they have no idea what they're talking about. They have no idea. They don't record anything. thing, or that's what they allegedly say, until everything gets subpoenaed, which we've seen multiple times, and we find out they listen to and collect and monitor everything you do with these devices. So again, back to what I said originally, and I've said this so many times, A, your kid doesn't need a voice recorder from Amazon to listen to what it wants, so it doesn't have to get up off the couch. And it can say, Alexa or whatever their thing is now, Echo Dot Kids, change the AC to 70 degrees. They can come in there and ask their parents to turn the AC down. I'm so tired of this unbelievably just degenerate nation now that we have that won't even get off the couch to do things anymore. We're so reliant on electronics that we literally don't even want to lift a finger. We don't want to do anything anymore. And I'm not talking about making things more efficient. I'm not talking about going out and delegating stuff. I'm talking to the point now where we're trying to put all of our reliance, all of our everything into electronics to the point where we're no longer going to control anything. We're no longer going to have control over anything, because this is the truth. Once you hand over your freedoms and your privacy to the AI, it's gone. Like Dad said a minute ago, there's a reason why they have the Utah Data Mega Center over there in Utah, where they collect every single voice transcript, every single content, and data log all of it. They have that for a reason. So the more electronics you have in your house that listen to you on a regular basis, the more this stuff is going to be data logged into your file. Just stay away from it. Also, too, a health article that I wanted to bring up real quick here on the benefits of vitamin C. As you guys know, vitamin C is crucial. I generally try to take about at least 2 to 3 thousand milligrams a day just on regular dosage. A new review published by the Journal of Reddix Biology emphasized the importance of vitamin C in supporting gut and liver health and preventing the development of metabolic disorders. According to the authors, they said people need to consume sufficient amount of vitamin C to alleviate endotoxemia, which is essentially an inflammatory response of toxins in the blood. This turns around and causes liver inflammation. They said when the gut barrier function is impaired due to excess dietary calories, which is eating too much food, too much junk food, too much inflammatory foods, metabolic endotoxemia occurs, followed immediately by inflammation. These events impair vitamin C absorption, which together with impaired gut barrier function can be seen in people directly with metabolic syndrome. In order to prevent this, adequate vitamin C status must be maintained on a regular basis, they say. People can avoid suffering from this and inflammation in the gut and liver by improving their vitamin C status and making sure you're taking enough of an absorbable bioactive vitamin C like we have with our Excellent C, and staying away from heavily inflammatory foods, foods that are not, that are basically contaminated with glyphosate, regular store-bought foods that aren't organic or non-GMO. Also, too, eating a lot of bread, a lot of toxins, and food with a lot of preservatives, all those increase inflammation. So be aware of this, because a lot of people are seeing, as far as this metabolic disorder, blood sugar issues, liver issues, pancreatic issues, they're all going on the rise. We get emails and phone calls on them all the time. And from what I've seen on a regular basis, the multiple, the vitamin C, and the D3 are the three core basis of what you really need to be on. And that's why we have the basic healthy lifestyle kit, which we also have the omega-3 fatty acids in there as well, because that is a clear basic kit that really addresses a lot of these issues. And I've seen so many people just start on that basic kit, get so many benefits. But in general, vitamin C dosage on a daily basis is crucial, Dad.
It is awesome. In fact, I take my supplements every day. You guys know that. I have a protein shake I make every morning. I dump most of it in there. And then I take the extra vitamin C, B, D, E, iodine every single day. It really helps maintain mental acuity. I mean, let me ask you a question real quick. This is a really good question. If you know the crops aren't being rotated properly according to biblical standards, if you know all you're getting chemical fertilizers on the crops that are being rotated or are not being rotated, if you know that the soils are deficient in vitamins and minerals, well, not vitamins, but the minerals like zinc, you know, and iron and all the other things that we need in our bodies, if you know you're deficient in those things in the soils and they're not in the plants, and you're eating but you're not taking supplements, where are you supposed to get these other nutrients from? It's just a thought. I mean, if we lived in a utopia world, we were back in the Garden of Eden and all the soils were rich with nutrients and we were eating all organic and no glyphosate and we had all these vitamins or all these minerals in our soils, it'd be like, wow, okay, that's great. But guys, we don't have that anymore, so you have to take supplements. This is an article, I want to cover this kind of quickly, it's by John Whitehead. And it discusses, you know, America, the police state from A to Z. And it says what characterizes the American government today. I have this, by the way, I have this posted on the Health Masters website. What characterizes American government today is not so much dysfunctional politics as it is ruthlessly contrived governance carried out behind the entertaining, distracting, and disingenuous curtain of political theater. Gosh, yes, he said that well. And what political theater is the diabolically Shakespearean at times, full of sound and fury, yet in the end, signifying nothing. Okay, this says such that it is the realm of political theater with all its drama, vitriol, and scripted theatrics is what passes for transparent government today, with elected officials entrusted to act in the best interest of their constituents, routinely performing for their audiences and playing up to the cameras while doing very little to move the country forward. In other words, it's just all smoke and mirrors. This is set against the backdrop of government surveillance, militarized police, SWAT team raids, asset forfeiture, eminent domain, overcriminalization, armed surveillance drones, whole body scanners, stop and frisk searches, roving VIPR raids, and the like, all of which have been sanctioned by Congress, the White House, and the courts. Our constitutional freedoms have been steadily chipped away, undermined, eroded, whittled down, and generally discarded. I said this when they passed the Patriot Act. Oh, gosh, back in 2001, which had been pre-written, by the way. It's very, very close to the Enabling Act that was done in Germany in 1933 when the Reichstag was burned, and basically was over 1,000 pages long, which allowed the government to turn into this draconian, militaristic, you know, Luciferian-controlled hierarchy, you know, group of basically, you know, fascist dictators. I don't know, however you want to say that. This guy's interesting. He says, A is for the American police state, B is for our battered Bill of Rights, C is for civil asset forfeiture, D is for drones, E is for the electronic concentration camp, F is for fascism, G is for grenade launchers and global police, H is for hollow point bullets, I is for the Internet of Things, J is for the jailing of profit. By the way, he talked about hollow point bullets because the Social Security Administration is stockpiling millions of lethal hollow point bullets. I have no idea why the Social Security Administration needs them. J is for the jailing for profit. K is for the Kentucky versus King and an 8-1 ruling in the Supreme Court rule. The police officer can break into homes without a warrant, even if it's the wrong home, as long as they think they have a reason to do so, despite the fact that the police in question ended up pursuing the wrong suspect, invaded the wrong apartment, and violated just about every tenet that stands between us and the police state. The court sanctioned the warrantless raid, leaving Americans with little real protection in the face of all the manner of abuses of law enforcement. L is for license plate readers. M is for Maine Corps. Since the 1980s, U.S. government has acquired and maintained without warrant or court order a database of names and information on Americans considered to be threats to the nation. N is for no-knock raids. So I'm sorry I'm laughing, but he's right. O is for the overcriminalization and overregulation. You see all of that. I'm going to say this very clearly. I don't think that pot should be legalized because of the abuse with children. But if a person is over the age of 21 and they're smoking pot, it shouldn't even be a misdemeanor. It should be like a parking ticket. It should be, you know, $100 fine or whatever. And there shouldn't be any jail time involved in it. I mean, you're smoking a weed if you want to do it. But kids, you can't be making it legal because of children's abuse. You can't do that. P is for pathocracy and pre-crime. Q is for qualified immunity. R is for roadside strip searches and blood draws, which we love to do here in Florida. S is for the surveillance state. T is for tasers. Let's not forget the tasers. U is for unarmed citizens that are being shot by the police. V is for VIP ARC squads. Now, this is a so-called soft target security inspections carried out by roving VIPR task forces comprised of federal air marshals, service transportation and service inspections. They basically go around and just look at everything and scan the license plates, etc. W is for whole body scanners. X is for the X-Key Score, one of the many spying programs carried out by the National Security Agency that targets every person in the United States who uses a computer or phone, which basically records everything you say, including all your keystrokes. I thought you'd like that. Every keystroke. Y is for Eunice, using your face, mannerisms, and social media, and your Eunice against you, that you can now be tracked by what you buy, where you go, and what you do in public, and how you do what you do. Facial recognition software promises to create a society in which every individual who steps out into public is tracked and recorded as they go about their daily business. And Z is for zero tolerance. We have moved into a new paradigm in which young people are increasingly viewed as suspects and treated as criminals by school officials and law enforcement alike, often for engaging in little more than childish behavior. In some jurisdictions, students have been penalized under school zero tolerance policies for such crimes as carrying cough drops or wearing black lipstick or bringing nail clippers to school or using Listerine or Scope or carrying fold-out combs that resemble knives. It's a comb, remember. The lesson being taught to our youngest and most impressionable citizens is this. The American police state, you're either a prisoner, shackled, controlled, monitored, ordered about, limited in what you can do and can say, or your life will not be your own, or you're a prison bureaucratic politician, police officer, judge, spy, profiteer, etc. Guys, as crazy as this article is, doggone it, he's right. I love you guys. I had the opportunity to pray for you again this morning and the privilege. You guys are awesome. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for supplying your nutritional needs through Health Masters and supporting the show and allowing us to be commercial free. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Austin, go ahead and close it up.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. We really do appreciate all the support. And thank you for the consistently forwarding these emails. I'm getting a lot of new customers, a lot of new feedback. We're getting phone calls in where people are just asking about stuff in general. You know, I mean, just waking up. And that is what the overall goal has been for the last three, almost 4 years now since we've been doing the show, is waking up the population, whether it be on world events, whether it be on the lies that are constantly told to us, whether it be just on true, real health news. So we appreciate all the consistent support. If you guys checked out the website, be sure healthmasters.com. Lots of different articles, videos, all kinds of different stuff on there you can read and look on. Also, too, the product of the week, the beet juice powder, organic non-GMO beet juice powder crystals, is on sale for 10% off right now. Really popular product. This stuff is really, really clean. Took us months to try to find a good company that made a good tasting organic non-GMO beet juice powder again. And we finally have it on the website, so be sure to check it out. And also, too, go and look at the links in the archives today as far as on the daily news articles. I'm going to make sure we have the link up there to the other 648 clinical research studies on vaccine side effects. So a lot of people have been asking me about that lately. We're going to put the link up on today's show's daily news articles. So thank you so much for the support. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome day. Stay awake. Stay prepared. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.